Morning, everyone. Does anybody have any prayer requests? Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for watching over us this past week and keep us safe so we go about this week. And help us to hear your message this morning, Lord, and apply it to our lives. And thank you for this beautiful day. We ask these things in your name. Amen. I'm going to read a little bit in Galatians 6 this morning. Galatians 6, 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he shall also reap. For if one sows to his own flesh, will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows from the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to people, do good to all people, and especially to those who are a household of the faith. Verse 7, Do not be deceived, for God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. That's probably one of my favorite verses. I think about that verse often in just my day-to-day life of what I'm doing, and I don't know why it sticks out to me so much, but I think of that verse often in just my, just throughout life and just whatever I'm going through. And it says, in verse 8 it says, For one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. The first part of that verse, it's telling us not to, I think what it's saying is we shouldn't seek after our own wealth and prosperity. We should more of look to our eternal life and not get caught up in this world and the cares of this world, but more of just focus on why we're really here is just to serve God and live by His commandments and not get caught up in all the world's problems nowadays, because there's a lot of them. And it says, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then while we have the opportunity, I think it's telling us while we're young and full of life and have lots of energy to which we can go throughout our days and help people and more care for others and not ourselves. It's, I don't know, it's just, I like these couple verses. It's just telling us to, so then while we have the opportunities, just, I think it means is when we're young and have lots of life in us, we can look to others, look to all the people for wisdom and look just to help people while we have the ability to before we get old. It says, especially to those who are a household of the faith. I'm guessing that just means like the people you're around the most and the people here at church, just the, I don't really know. I don't have a thought for that one. But I'm going to go back to verse 2. It says, bear one another's burdens and therefore fulfill the law of Christ. And just help people when they're in time of need and look to people. And if you have problems, people are always willing to help. Like Roger said, it's just people are out there that are more than happy to help. And I aspire to be like that, more happy to help myself. That's about all I had today. Thank you.